So hello and welcome. This is the Erica Glessing Show. I am just joyful beyond belief to introduce to you my new guest. She's an Access Consciousness Facilitator, Body Magician, author, transformational coach. She also teaches joy of business on her spare time. She has 20 years of experience in the world of entrepreneurship and mind-body therapy. She loves to facilitate people to a more fuller, more joyful experience of business, money, life, and family. Oh, welcome, Heather Nichols.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just going to jump right in with how sometimes life throws us curveballs and then they end up being sort of gifts. So tell me a little bit about one of those for you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, actually, that sort of reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from Dane Heer, who's one of the creators of Access Consciousness, which is, it never shows up like you think it will. And so the curveballs can be a daily thing, really, where, you know, you think something is going to go a certain way and it doesn't. And I sort of have started to live my life now knowing that nothing's going to ever show up like I think it will. And then I don't have expectations and projections and all of that about, you know, what's going to be. I get to just play with creating as I go, which is way more fun for me.
And so, what's one of the worst things that happened to you that made you just want to have everything change?
Well, yeah. And I would say worst thing, best thing, most challenging thing, I would say is when I got divorced. And it was a choice on my part and my ex-husband's part totally. And it was actually pretty amicable and all that. And yet for me, it was just this awareness that there was something so much greater that was possible for me in my life that I really hadn't chosen yet. I had no idea what it was or what it would look like or how to create it. And I knew that I had to choose it. And I knew that getting divorced was the first step. And everything changed. I let go of everything except for my kids and created a completely different new life that is now really, really awesome.
That is interesting how, like when you said, like things don't show up the way you think it will, that's perfect. It's like, right?
Yeah. And I think we trip ourselves up a lot when we expect things to show up like we think they will. We somehow think that we have an idea of how our life is going to be or what we're supposed to create. And you might have an idea, you might have like an energy or an excitement to create something. And even that, if it comes to fruition, it won't look the same way that you think it will, which to me is part of the gift of being surprised and delighted by the universe and all of the possibilities that exist that are totally beyond our tiny little minds.
You're one of those rare people who teaches joy and business in the same sentence for entrepreneurs. So maybe just for those that are listening who are like, they still, even though they want to have happiness and business in the same like place, like some of them are like, how do I get over there to that? And so maybe just share with us a tool or a gift or something that would help bridge that. Because you just do it without, it feels almost like you do it without thinking.
Well, yeah, that's actually the tool I would say. Definitely don't think. Thinking doesn't usually create more. Yeah, I really do create from awareness and energy and asking a lot of questions and playing and following the energy of joy. And It's one of the big beliefs in the world that business has to be hard and difficult and challenging, and somehow that if you're you know, having difficulty and having challenges, that means you're going to make more money and be more successful, or that you're valid or correct in some way. And what I teach, the joy of business work, is basically what if everything is the opposite of what it appears to be? And the joy, following your joy, doing what's fun for you, doing what lights you up, is actually one of the most dynamic energies for creating success and abundance and money coming your way and your business thriving. And it might sound fluffy and woo-woo, and yet I've discovered that it's actually one of the most pragmatic approaches to business that there is. It works. I've seen it work in my life. I've seen it work with the people that I work with. Awesome. Dynamically, yeah.
So what's your favorite book?
My favorite book? There's lots of favorite books.
I know, right?
Well, The Joy of Business is one of my favorite books.
Oh, cool. Savannah Melasses.
Yeah. That really does highlight a lot of these tools and ideas, and just really different approach to doing business.
Cool.
That's one of them. There's a lot of them.
And then what was your favorite song when you were 16?
Oh my gosh. I don't even, it was something by like Boston, I think. I don't even remember. I was a California 80s girl.
That's kind of a blur.
I was 16 in 1987, so.
If you were going to start over, what's one thing you would do first?
If I was going to start over, I would choose a lot more joy. A lot more joy with everything from the get-go. Instead of waiting for things to show up that I decided were going to make me happy, I would choose what made me happy and allow that to create from there.
That's insanely awesome. Tell us a little bit about what you're up to and what you're got cooking. I know there's always a lot cooking with Heather Nichols. So.
There's always a lot cooking.
Yeah, and we're going to give everyone a link to her schedule, so don't stress. We're going to connect you. But tell us a little bit about what you're up to. We have another minute or so.
Yeah, I love doing online stuff. I have a six-month business program that's really, really, really amazing. Changes pretty much everything for people. Do a lot of work with money and joy of business classes, both in person and online. I just became a Being You facilitator, so I'm doing one-day Being You classes as well. And yeah, all of it's on my schedule, all part of Access Consciousness, which is the bigger body of work that I facilitate.
Awesome. Yeah. You can find Heather at www.heathernichols.com. If you do /newsletter, you can get an activation tool. Is that what you give away?
Yeah, it's a generative exercise. It's sort of like a guided meditation-ish thing to expand what you're creating.
And then if you do /schedule, you can go keep an eye on this dynamic woman. And I just have to tell people, be sure to check Heather out on YouTube. There are so many nuggets of wisdom in your YouTube videos. They're just everywhere. So go get some more Heather and have a...
I love it.
So thank you, Heather, for coming. I so appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Bye, everybody.
The Erica Glisten Show is sponsored today by Happy Publishing, a full-service book publishing company, and the book The Energy of Play. Buy The Energy of Play today on Amazon and wake up that playful part of you.